This is Akashwani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. President Draupadi Murmu said that India has become a pioneer in oceanic transport, shipbuilding and the ability to harness the monsoon building sea capacity. Addressing a huge gathering in the Navy Day celebration at the Blue Flag Beach at Puri in Odisha yesterday, the president said that India is a great maritime nation with its long coastline, island territory and developed maritime infrastructure. The president said that Indian Navy will continue to ensure the maritime security to the country and greatly support the nation to become a Viksit Bharat by 2047. The Navy Day at Blue Flag Beach of Puri marked the anniversary of Operation Trident, a critical naval offensive during the 1971 Indo-Pak War. It displayed over 15 ships, submarines and more than 40 aircrafts with the support from maritime commandos and the personnel from the Indian Army. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed confidence that the close cooperation between India and Gulf Cooperation Council would be further strengthened under the Kuwait's ongoing presidency of the GCC. Foreign Minister of Kuwait, Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya, called on the Prime Minister of his official residence in Delhi yesterday. They discussed the measures to enhance the cooperation in trade, investment, energy, technology, culture and strong people-to-people ties. Mr. Modi thanked the leadership of Kuwait for taking care of 1 million strong Indian community living in Kuwait. They exchanged views on the situation in West Asia and expressed the support for early return of peace, security and stability in the region. In Maharashtra, the leaders of Mahayuti, including BJP's Devendra Fadnavis, Shiv Sena's leader and caretaker, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and NCP Ajit Pawar's met with Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan at Raj Bhavan in Mumbai yesterday to take claim to form a government. They submitted a letter signed by the total of 237 MLAs from the Mahayuti to the Governor. BJP's central observers, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, along with other leaders, were also present. Senior BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis is set to become the next chief minister of the state. He will take the oath for the third time today at 5:30 p.m. in Mumbai's Azad Maidan. Meanwhile, in Jharkhand, the expansion of the cabinet of Hemant Soren government will take place today at 12:30 p.m. in Ranchi. A total of 11 ministers are scheduled to take the oath at the Raj Bhavan. Bhutan's King Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk and Queen Justin Pema Wangchuk will be on a two-day visit to India from today. During the visit, the King of Bhutan will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the External Affairs Minister Dr. Ajesh Jaishankar, and the senior officials of the government will also call on the King of Bhutan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar discussed the multifaceted India-Kuwait relations and ways to further expand ties with the Kuwait counterpart Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya in New Delhi yesterday. They also exchanged the views on recent developments in the West Asia and India cooperation with the Gulf Cooperation Council. The two ministers signed the MOU of establishing a joint commission for cooperation at the level of foreign ministers. In his remarks during the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said that India is committed to strengthening the bilateral ties with the Kuwait along with the various domains, including trade, investment, energy, IT and culture. The External Affairs Minister said that India and Kuwait enjoy long-lasting ties, and he emphasized that India's vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047 and Kuwait's vision of New Kuwait by 2035 provides both nations with higher aspirations. In Men's Junior Asia Cup Final 2024, Indian hockey team defeated arch rivals Pakistan by 5-3 in Muscat, Oman. With this win, India claimed its fifth title in the continental tournament. Previously, India won the crown in 2004, 2008, 2015 and 2023. For India, Arijit Singh Hundal was the hero of the winning side with 4 goals, while Dilraj Singh hit the remaining 1 goal. For Pakistan, Sufyan Khan hit 2 and Hanan Shahid scored 1 goal. Earlier, Pakistan, who took an early lead in the team, the game, but India bounced back with a minute to level the scores. And that is the end of this news bulletin.